listening to The Merlin on Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Well, merry meet and welcome to another in the series of The Tarot Journey. And today we're looking at card number one from the Major Arcana, The Magician. Yesterday, I decided that this was the time to work with The Magician. And as is usual, I decided to do the meditation to see where that took me. I went into the meditation and began to look around for the steps that I was to walk up. The only thing I could see was the footpath. So I started to walk along the footpath and the path became a climb. And as I climbed higher and higher, so the ground became stepped. I carried on walking up these steps and eventually came to what could only be described as a gap in amongst the vegetation that was there. And so I stepped through this gap, and in front of me was a picture, and this picture was of the card, The Magician. I walked into this space, and as I looked around, it was a sort of a forest clearing, but also in the middle of this forest clearing was a large tree. So my instincts drew me to this tree. As I walked towards it, I became aware that there was a door in the tree. And on the tree door was another card, exactly the same as the one before. So I opened it and went inside. I went into this room, which was the hollow trunk of the tree. I was surrounded by shelves, books, potions, glass bottles, all the trappings of a magician. There was a gentleman working in the corner, and he turned to me, and as he turned I realised that he was a young but middle-aged but old man, and he was handsome, he was distinguished, and he was rugged, and all these things were at the same time. He was softly spoken, and yet he was as loud as thunder, and he can switch between one and the other in a moment, in a heartbeat basically. And he said to me that he was the keeper of secrets, but he was also a creator of opportunities. That he was a friend to animals, plants, trees, flowers, humans, and that he was immortal. He went on back into the past, forwards into the future. He was, he is, and he will be. So we spoke for a while, and during this conversation, he reassured me that everything I was doing was on track, that I was fine, but that I had to be like him, to move between heaven and earth, to be able to go forwards and backwards, to be mobile, to be a friend to animals, plants, trees and flowers and people, exactly as he is. I had to be aware, to remain grounded, to remain focused. And then he said, I am a strong ally, but I can also be a formidable opponent. And so, with all this being said, I decided that it was time to take my leave. He bade me farewell and told me that he would see me again at some point in the future, or maybe in the past. And so I left and I walked back into the tree grove and back down the hill and back into the room where I was. The one thing that I have gained from this, or the thing that I have gained from this, is that I have to be focused. I have to be aware of what's going on around me in my business life and in my personal life as well. I have to be grounded, but I also have to be sensitive. I have to be connected to the heavens and to the ground. I get the feeling that whenever this card appears, there may be some confusion, but the message is that clarity of thought will always reveal the way. Pull things into focus and everything will be fine.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.